Good morning, Gunner Reds.
Hey, good day, mate. You guys do Super Roos, don't you?
Yeah, that's all we're playing with.
Also, because my son used to bring his car to you guys when he had a Rex, and he gave me your number because now I'm in a... I'm in a predicament. Now, I'm hoping you guys can help. I have bought myself, I don't know if you ever heard of them, it's the Purvis Eureka. And it's a kit car.
Right.
And it's engineered and all on the road, and it's engineered with the twin turbo legacy motor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, you'll love when you see your thing. You've never seen one, providing that you guys take on the work. And it's only now, yesterday, starting to play up, yeah? It's idling sort of, it won't idle, probably idles up and down. It drops really low and then it stalls. But before, when I have the aircon, put the aircon on when it was normal, it would drop a lot too and it'd stall at the lights.
Gotcha.
So now she's coming in on boosted. I think the first two is fine, but when the second one wants to come in, it's really it hunts, yeah, up and down, like it struggles.
Yes.
And it's blowing when you give it a quick like a stab on the throttle when in neutral, you're right. It's puffing black smoke out of one bank, yeah.
And
so,
I'm asking a question. What computer is the car on? Is it a factory ECU?
It's still the stock one. It has it's got the OBD 1 and 2 apparently.
Yep. What year model is the ECU out of?
I think it's you know what? Are you able to hold for a couple of seconds? I have all the details, but I've got so much paperwork with this vehicle.
Do you have it in email by chance?
Yes, I do. But here, I'll read it to you now, actually. It's a Legacy 2-litre DOHC, twin turbo 1998.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah, and it says, EJ, what's that, 206?
Yeah, it'd be a 206, yep.
Yeah, 265 horse, HP, 198 kilowatts, yeah.
Yep. So normally what we do in this scenario is we need to get an email trace sort of going.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we need to see what we're working with first. Because we don't want to bring it in and then we can't do anything for you. That's a big waste of your time. Yeah, so normally what we do is we get people to email through to tuning@gotitrex.com.au.
Okay, I should write that down, shouldn't I?
No, you're right.
Can you send details to this number?
I can't, unfortunately.
Give me a sec. I'll grab a pen and paper. Yeah, this looks all right. Okay, go for it.
Yep, so tuning, T-U-N-I-N-G,
yep.
At
I-N-G,
got it,
yeah.
Rex. Got it, Rex.
It's all in one word, got it, Rex?
Yep, correct, yeah, R-E-X,
okay.
Yeah.
R-E-X, not W, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes.
R-E-X.com.au.
.com, okay, .au, yeah.
Yep. And then just email all the details and maybe a picture of the engine bay and the car. I know
a
lot, but it's mostly so we can make sure that we're on the right track. And then we can help you out that way.
Okay, that'll be great. And the next question is, of course, if you can help, when can you help?
About 2 weeks is the earliest.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to say on the other side of Christmas, because next year, right?
No, we should be able to at least, let's get that ball rolling first, because it doesn't sound like it's too much of a problem.
Well, the code that's flashing on the engine light, because I know a little bit, but not a lot to fix anything, but it's going slow, 1-2, and then 1-2-3. So it's 1-1, I think it's a 1-1-3 code.
Yep.
And it's obviously it's saying either the mapping, you know, the sensor or whatever, anything to do with air. So, but as far as I don't want to play around with it. I'm an old school guy. I was born in 1970, and I'm used to engine bay just having a motor and a battery there.
Yeah. No, it's all good, mate. All good.
Yeah, so that's why I won't touch anything anymore. But
no,
yeah,
you're
so,
right.
Yeah, well, that'd be great, mate. Because
yeah,
look, I do drive it. Yeah,
and then what we can do is, we'll see, like even if it's just a simple part that we can supply you and you can just replace it remotely, it might be, do you know what you know what I mean? Like, we'll see if we can make it work.
Yeah. Well, it's. I think it would probably need a tune and that as well. Yeah, because like I said, I don't know whether the part was wearing out slowly, you know, and then the car started going a bit, you know, crazy. But I mean, maybe if it had a good service as well, maybe you could, you know, if you can do a give it a service, good. Who knows, you know, when it last had it. I mean, the guy who bought the car, he bought it from Interstate. Mm. And I don't know its service history, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it could have a very dirty air filter or fuel filter, whatever. Yeah, I think so. Just give it, just so I know when I drive it and when I turn the aircon on, because I'm going to need it this summer because there's no opening windows, you see, and it's remote. You press a button and the whole roof and everything comes up. You see? So, yeah, there's no air, so I'm going to need aircon. For sure, because, you know, I can imagine, you know, like some sort of, microwave in there or whatever, you know, and the heat and stuff. But look, it's a quirky car, but you'll appreciate it if I bring it, what's your name again?
My name's Warwick.
Warwick, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Warwick, awesome, yeah, because my son Nick, like I said, used to bring his Rex. He's had two Rexes, a blue one and a white one, apparently, and he told me, about you guys. He goes, Dad, see these guys? He goes, they really, exact words, they really know their shit. All right, Warwick, well, I'll get onto it ASAP, so I'll send engine bay photos. And
a bit of details on the car, and then... We can go from there, mate.
Oh, okay, awesome, because it's got everything. Like I said, the stuff that he's given me, this guy, is books and books loaded of, like, wiring diagrams of the and everything. It's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's one more thing I want to ask you too, sorry. It actually has a Hall effect sensor.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, it doesn't now because it got fried, somehow it got wet. Now, I actually got one, I ordered one in, and I've got that, and the plug underneath the car where the sensor is, the three wires are just hanging there, not even plugged into the sensor, you see. So it's because I think when it got fried, they didn't know exactly what it was, and they pulled the Hall effect sensor out, which I've got, but I've got a new one and a new plug with pins to go underneath.
Yeah,
is that something that you guys would have?
Absolutely. Yeah, put that in the email as well. So we don't
know. All right, awesome, mate. Well, this is great. Very professional of you guys, man. So I'll get onto it. It's ASAP. I'll send photos of the actual car and the engine bay and even the interior. The interior is Liberty or Legacy dash and everything as well.
We can get a game plan together.
Oh, that'd be great, Warwick. Thanks, mate. I'll because I started thinking, oh shit, I hope I can have it, you know, like for summer, you know what I mean?
We should be able to make something work, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. All right, mate. I'll get onto it ASAP and I'll just wait to hear your response,
Done, mate. You have a great day.
Oh, you too. Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Bye. Thanks, mate. Bye.